Iran and Israel have exchanged fresh attacks as the war enters its second week. Residents gathered at the scene of an Iranian missile strike in central Israel, where debris and damaged cars were scattered across a residential street. Iranian attacks have killed about 10 people in Israel since the conflict began. Israel says it has expanded its campaign, striking fuel depots near Tehran and more than 600 Hezbollah-linked targets in Lebanon, where two Israeli soldiers were killed in fighting. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations says more than 1,300 Iranian civilians have been killed in U.S. and Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, Bahrain is accusing Iran of hitting a desalination plant, and Saudi Arabia is reporting two foreign workers killed by a projectile. Iran's president Masoud Pezeshkian says it is regrettable but necessary for Iran to strike U.S. interests in neighboring Gulf countries.
The talks we had yesterday suggest that the enemy's understanding of the situation was based on immature assumptions. The enemy wants us to be in conflict with Islamic countries and to create divisions between us and other nations. We have repeatedly said that we consider ourselves brothers with our neighboring countries. However, if any country launches an attack against our territory, naturally, we will be forced to respond.